In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaloCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaloCurb.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Our number 877-726-8255. And that number is available to you 24/7, 365. Call anytime during the week. If a question occurs to you or you want to share an experience or comment, we'll air it and I'll answer it to the best of my ability. All right. We got some interesting stuff to talk about. Toxic tampons this hour. Does folic acid increase the risk of cancer? Some studies have said, you know, taking too much folic acid actually could promote cancer. Well, take a look at a study that does a deep dive on that potential relationship. This item comes to us from the New York Times. They've done like a very in-depth investigational report on cord blood banking. Okay, and I've recently experienced this in my family because some of my younger family members, they're having kids. And so, you know, the whole birth experience, especially when it's the first kid, it's very fraught. They want to know, you know, what should they do? Should they, accede to a C-section or should they have a home birth? You know, it's all kinds of different considerations. But one of the options is to bank some cord blood. And this is on the prospect that you take the placenta, which ordinarily you chuck, and you take the placenta and you harvest stem cells from it, and then you keep them cryopreserved at very cold temperatures because they are what are called pluripotent stem cells, which means they've got the potential to evolve into any kind of cells. And current technology is limited, but in the future, maybe it'll lend itself to giving you a replacement kid. You know, maybe God forbid your kid develops cancer or your kid gets run over or something. You could clone another kid. There's also the possibility that these stem cells could be used to treat various diseases, to regenerate organs. It's all kind of futuristic and sci-fi, but, you know, we're thinking, hey, we can keep these things for decades, and then future doctors can, say, save the life or, preserve the life of kids going forward. All right. So they're pitching this, and it can be expensive. It can be expensive. It can cost, for example, Jenna Edwards, a high school administrative assistant, they say in an article here in the New York Times, who's in Parkland, Florida, spent more than $3,000 storing her son's cord blood. But when she tried in 2017 to withdraw the cells for a clinical trial to treat her son's cerebral palsy, this is, by the way, another condition for which there is a little scant evidence that maybe injecting these stem cells, they'll somehow regenerate the brain, but it's early on. You know, we're not sure that that is going to happen in the current decade. She tried in 2017 to withdraw the cells for a clinical trial to treat her son's cerebral palsy. She learned that the company had found bacteria in the sample within weeks of receiving it, but still charged her for the next 2 years. Ms. Edwards says, they were totally fine with continuing to bank it and taking our money. So, you know, there's collection fees, and then there's ongoing storage fees. And what they're saying, too, is that the potential for these cord blood stem cells has not really materialized. There are stem cell therapies, but these stem cells are based on adult harvested stem cells. They don't need to go to a bank and unfreeze the stem cells that were collected at birth. And it turns out to be kind of a scam. There are also concerns about aggressive marketing of this because, you know, just like the way they detail drug representatives to doctor's offices to offer them incentives to prescribe drugs, you know, gifts and trips and speaking possibilities with honoraria in thousands of dollars, they're aggressively marketing cord blood storage with incentives to doctors for each, you know, obstetricians can talk to their patients and they get a little bonus payment for each patient who banks their child's cord blood. So there are concerns about A, the efficacy, B, the propriety, and C, even the soundness of the storage procedure, because, you know, the whole thing may be kind of a hype. It was a big kind of a fad for a while, but with legions of sales representatives peddling cord blood as if it were a medical breakthrough, there are now doubts about its effectiveness. 877-726-8255. Let's take one of our recorded questions. Let's hear it.
I have a question. I recently saw on Facebook an advertisement for avocado leaf tea, and it boasts that it helps with heart and kidney function, sleep and anxiety, autoimmune disorders, as an anti-inflammatory, and boosts immunity. Just wondering what your thoughts were on that and if it was worth buying and trying. Thanks so much.
Yeah, this is actually the first time I've heard of it, and, you know, thanks for pointing it out to me. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's enlightening to me to hear about something new, but sometimes it's a bad sign, because if it hasn't emerged on my radar screen, chances are there haven't been a lot of really legitimate studies on it. You know, by contrast with urolithin A that we talked about last hour in the product MitoPure, they're actually very highly visible, highly ranked medical journals, high impact journals that have published articles about the potential application of this postbiotic derived from pomegranate and other vegetables and nuts. So with this, you know, all I could find when I looked this up, and, you know, since this is a recorded call, I got to see, you know, what's the question. So, you know, I'm not answering this cold. I looked high and low for any evidence that avocado leaves had any special properties, or that there were any studies on avocado leaves, or there's any plausibility at all for taking avocado leaf tea, other than the fact that avocado leaves apparently are very high in quercetin. So, you know, maybe as a source of quercetin. Quercetin is an antihistamine. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's a beneficial polyphenol. It may even have antiviral potential. But there are many other sources, dietary sources of quercetin. I think that capers are actually one of the highest quercetin foods around. Some people like capers on their salmon or in their salads. So I'm thinking that this is one of these things that's kind of hyped up and does not necessarily rest on a sound foundation of scientific evidence. Folks, we all have our golden hour, our time to de-stress and reflect to reach new levels of calm and contentment. So check out Plus CBD's Reserve Collection. It's crafted using the highest quality full-spectrum hemp oil for bigger, broader effects to help you experience deeper relaxation and a brighter mood. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, as well as inflammatory and immune responses. I think CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, and their reserve collection is a specially curated blend of cannabinoids, which are rich and bold for when intense support is needed. So if you want to enjoy a deeper CBD experience, try Plus CBD's reserve collection of oils and gummies. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's reserve collection. All right, on the folate front, you know, there's two forms of folic acid, sometimes referred to as vitamin B4, but more often folic acid is the synthetic form, and folate is what you find in foliage, green leafy vegetables and plants. And folate is the natural form. Folic acid is the synthetic form. Many foods are fortified with folic acid. Cheap vitamins contain folic acid. So there is some concern. Some studies have suggested that maybe if you have cancer, not a good idea to take this particular B vitamin, because it could stoke the cancer. You know, cancer cells require nutrients. Maybe the folic acid is like a growth factor for cancer. Big study. And what they found basically is that they looked at people who had the potential for highly invasive cancers of the colon. And they found that only rarely was folate a problem. Folate, less of a problem, interestingly, than the synthetic folic acid. Folate, mostly good, and in fact, protective against cancer. We know that methylation is important both for cancer promotion, but more importantly, for cancer suppression. There are tumor suppressor genes which require methylation, and with inadequate methylation, you might be more likely to get cancer. So, basically, folate vindicated. I prefer the 5-methylfolate form for most of my patients rather than cheap synthetic folic acid. 877-726-8255. Our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take a call, one of our recorded questions about stomach problems.
I would like some help with long-term motility, stomach, colon issues. Thank you.
Okay. So what are we talking about here? Motility. Sounds like motion, right? And so when we're talking about gastrointestinal motility, you know, one of the most fascinating things I saw when I was a medical student is we, you know, had a surgery rotation, and they just, you know, open up the skin of the abdomen and peer inside the abdomen, and you could see peristalsis. You could see kind of like a worm-like undulation of the intestines in a live patient. And this was peristalsis, and it has to do with motility. And it generally pushes things down, right? Because that's the direction you want to go. You want to go from the mouth to the anus, you know, past all the sites of absorption. And that is motility. And for various reasons, some people have accelerated motility, you know, which can cause, you know, diarrhea. Other people have, probably the predominance of people have, impaired motility. And the impaired motility can occur in the colon, you know, where it can cause constipation, but it can also occur in the stomach. And you can get what's called gastroparesis. Gastro, stomach. Paresis sounds like paralysis. You actually get a paralysis of the stomach. So the food basically sits in your craw and doesn't move down. And the symptoms of that can be bloating. They can also include reflux because, you know, food doesn't move down. It's, you know, what, you know, doesn't go down must come up, and then you, you know, burp and belch and, you know, have acid reflux. And the problem with this is that it has to do with the nerves. It also is kind of a complex ballet of, you know, things like cholecystokinin and, you know, various hormones that are released in the gastrointestinal tract, vasoactive peptide, and thing, a contribution from the pancreas, the liver. You know, it's a kind of a complicated ballet that's hooked up to the vagus nerve. And it's actually a nut that medicine hasn't really cracked because, you know, they tried some pro-motility agents, and some of them have some pretty bad side effects. When it comes to promoting motility, there are some natural things that help. One of my favorites is an old-fashioned concoction from Europe. It's been around for a really long time, since the, you know, early, mid-20th century. It's called Iberogast, Iberogast. And it's a combination of herbs that actually promotes motility in a good way, you know, because like, and, you know, I've actually noticed that things like this can work for me because once in a while, maybe every year or two, I get a kind of a stomach ache, which is usually associated with stress, you know, like I'm running around in an airport or something like that, trying to make a plane, and all of a sudden I just feel really full. And then, you know, then it's time for lunch or it's time for dinner, and I have no appetite whatsoever. And what I'll do is I will, you know, if I'm in a place, in a restaurant or near a bar, I'll ask for something called Angostura bitters, which is a common thing that you mix in drinks like, you know, Manhattans, you know, old-fashioned cocktails. And the bitters actually help promote motility. And within, you know, 20 minutes of drinking that, you know, my stomach is clear, my appetite is returned, and it's all good. So, yeah, there's some natural things that can be helpful. You can also look for some things on Fullscript at my dear Hoffman store. Just put in motility, and you'll find some offerings there of herbal things that can promote motility. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. When we return, we'll talk about toxic tampons and the risk of loneliness. Loneliness is a major, maybe loneliness is the new smoking. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver, until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaloCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaloCurb.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. This item, toxic tampons. You know, tampons are, you know, they're industrially processed, and they're made from paper, which is often recycled. And, you know, maybe there are all kinds of chemicals that are used in the processing. And what's worse is when you recycle stuff, maybe you've got residual amounts of things that are from the environment. And so you put them down under, you know, where the skin is sensitive, and we know that the genital region, the vagina, is actually an absorptive surface. You know, just as rectal suppositories, one way of delivering medication, inserting something in the vagina, you get absorption into the bloodstream and also adjacent organs like the uterus and the ovaries, where there actually have been studies that show that, for example, talc is implicated in the causation of ovarian cancer. Big lawsuits and, you know, giant class action settlements around that issue with Johnson & Johnson. So tampons recently investigated in a study. I like the terminology here because they don't talk about women anymore. They say between 52 to 86% of people who menstruate in the United States. That's, hey, it's a new world. They call it politically correct. Between 52 to 86% of people who menstruate in the United States use tampons. Cotton and or rayon viscose plugs to absorb menstrual blood in the vagina. Well, it turns out that tampons may contain metals from agricultural or manufacturing processes, which can be absorbed by the vagina's highly absorptive tissue, resulting in systemic exposure. But in the proposal for the study, to our knowledge, no previous studies have measured metals in tampons. So, the researchers evaluated the concentrations of 16 metals in 30 tampons sampled from 14 tampon brands and 18 different product lines and compared the concentrations by tampon characteristics. I guess maybe somewhere there's a rating of, you know, your tampon brand. They used mass spec to determine concentration of arsenic, barium, calcium, cadmium, cobalt, chromium, copper, iron, manganese, mercury, nickel, lead, selenium, strontium, vanadium, and zinc. And by the way, some of these things are not hard. You know, like zinc, almost you get massive amounts, not a problem. You know, but there's some baddies here. Cadmium, mercury, lead, nickel. Well, here are the results. We found measurable concentrations of all 16 metals assessed. So what they found was, metal concentrations differ by region, U.S. versus EU versus United Kingdom, by organic versus non-organic material. Most metals differed by organic status. Lead concentrations were higher in non-organic tampons, but unfortunately, arsenic was higher in organic tampons. Yeah, you want arsenic where the sun don't shine? Maybe not such a good idea. So their conclusion is that tampon use is a potential source of metal exposure, and the researchers detected all 16 metals in at least one sampled tampon, including some toxic metals like lead that has, quote, no safe exposure level. In other words, you could say, well, the very, very low levels are safe. There's no safe level for lead. You just do not want to introduce lead anyway, anyhow, into your body. They say the future research is needed to determine whether metals can leach out of tampons and cross the vaginal epithelium into the systemic circulation. So they're not entirely sure that these metals actually traverse lining of the vagina and get into systemic circulation. But hey, concerning results. And also, you know, previous studies have outlined the potential for chemicals like formaldehyde and other toxic chemicals to be in feminine hygiene products. So kind of an alarming finding. This item, you know, in my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product. Those of you who followed me over my career, you know that this is unprecedented because most don't deliver. That is until now. And I'm now convinced that the science behind CaliCurb is so compelling that I can actually support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaliCurb, which is called Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including the famous GLP-1, which you've heard about in the context of these weight loss drugs that are injectable, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaliCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. I've read the studies, and they're credible. CaliCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters, most importantly. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaliCurb. For more information and to order, just go to CaliCurb.com. That's CaliCurb.com. Use coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaliCurb.com. Coupon code DH10 for CaliCurb. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of our recorded questions.
How much protein should be consumed for each meal?
Okay. It's very interesting that you asked that because literally I just got finished listening to a very extensive podcast with Dr. Gabriel Lyon, who is an expert on muscle metabolism and an advocate for exercise, but also adequate dietary protein to maintain muscle mass. And this is not just to look awesome, and it's not just to be, you know, physically fit, because we know that as people age, they become weaker, they lose balance, their lower extremities don't hold their body weight, they become ungainly, and they fall. It's also about the fact that muscle is very important as a regulator of many of the body's processes. It's very important for regulating blood sugar. The more muscle you have, the more likely you are to have a smooth insulin response and avoidance of ups and downs of blood sugar. It is also important for brain function. When you exercise, muscles generate a growth factor for brain, which is called BDNF. And there's also evidence that it affects multiple pathways, including immunity. So you got to have adequate muscle. As you age, muscle declines. So the solution is to do resistance training. I think aerobic training has a role to play for cardiovascular fitness, but most people aren't doing enough resistance training, particularly older individuals. I make sure that I do 2 or 3 sessions of resistance training every week, in addition to cycling and swimming and running. I used to do more, you know, just aerobic stuff, but now I'm paying more attention to keeping my muscle reserve as I progress chronologically down that aging pathway. But also to get adequate protein, because without adequate protein, exercise can't do its job to sustain muscle function and metabolism. So Dr. Lyon recommends that people consume roughly 1 gram of protein for each pound of weight. So for me, that would be like 165 grams of protein. And, you know, you can do the translation to ounces via a convenient table. But most people are consuming far less. And in fact, I wrote an article about this a few weeks back, that the RDAs, the recommended dietary allowance for protein, is set extremely low. I mean, basically low enough to prevent serious muscle decline or malnutrition. But when it comes to optimizing muscle, telling women to consume 60 or 70 grams of protein per day when they weigh 150 pounds is way less than they need. And so we now, according to some of the latest findings, and you can also read Dr. Gabriel Lyon's book, Forever Strong, which kind of lays this out. I recommend it highly. She recommends a gram of protein for each pound of body weight. Also, the timing of it is important, because let's say, you know, you're in a hurry in the morning and, you know, you have like a croissant or something like that, or you have a, you know, bowl of fruit, maybe with a little splash of yogurt on top or milk, you know, a dry cereal. And then at lunch, you're in a hurry, so you have a salad, you know, maybe with a little, you know, little turkey on it or something like that. You know, that's not a lot of protein. And then you know, get home and it's the big meal of the day, you're relaxed, and you have like a 22-ounce sirloin steak, which roughly gives you about 150 grams of protein. And it's hard to imagine that, you know, a small elderly individual can consume a 22-ounce porterhouse steak. But just hypothetically, you put all that protein at one point, and it's less efficient than dividing that protein over the day. And she suggests that you consume high-quality protein at a level of 30 grams or more, at least twice a day, and preferably three times a day, because, you know, if I'm 165 pounds, 30 plus 30 is just 60, and I need to consume another 100 grams of protein at various other times during the day. So she believes that the threshold for optimal muscle support is around 30 grams per meal, and therefore you should distribute your protein throughout the day. So that it's not backloaded or front-loading. You know, have a huge breakfast and then eat lightly through the day. Also, you know, the implication of that is that, you know, we talk a lot about time-restricted feeding or intermittent fasting or the 5-2 plan, where some days you eat very little in terms of calories, and you can lose weight that way, you know, get rid of excess fat. But it also offers you less of a window for consuming adequate protein. So some people who have been fans of time-restricted feeding or intermittent fasting, especially as they get older and their protein requirements may actually increase, they have abandoned those practices to make sure that they get adequate protein throughout the day. All right, 877-726-8255. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine in just a moment. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's. certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Robert Hoffman with you. Loneliness is now considered a risk factor that may be equivalent in its impact to smoking. Yeah. According to the latest research, loneliness increases the risk of age-related memory loss. The study examined middle-aged and older adults over 6 years. And let's distinguish between social isolation and loneliness. Social isolation is an objective fact. If you are socially isolated, if you're fearful about going out because of COVID, or you suffer from immobility, or if you lack a friends and family network, you may be socially isolated. It's ascertainable as an objective fact. Loneliness is a subjective emotion. They are not the same. If you think of a Venn diagram, where the intersection is socially isolated people who feel lonely in the middle, on the left, you might find some people who are socially isolated, but they prefer it that way. They're introverts. They're loners. They're very happy avoiding the throngs of people, the false friends that somehow may besiege them with demands and requests, and they're okay with that. And they're not subjectively experiencing loneliness. On the other hand, there are people who are lonely who are not even socially isolated. How can that possibly be? A famous book in, I guess, with the 1950s, The Lonely Crowd, basically saying that people's relationships somehow did not preclude the possibility that people would experience loneliness and isolation amidst a crowd of people. So the two are actually not the same. Here's what they found. As we expected, people who are both socially isolated and lonely had the greatest decline in memory, which intensified over the 6 years. We were surprised to find that loneliness alone had the second greatest impact on memory, even though so many studies report on the dangers of social isolation without considering loneliness. So this, it's more like the subjective experience rather than the social isolation itself. Those who aren't lonely but who are socially isolated may be stimulating their mental capacity with solo activities. They're reading, playing games, engaging in hobbies that improve memory and stimulate the brain, despite not engaging in social interactions. So, yeah, there you have it, the latest on loneliness. Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you can turn back the clock on aging? Well, we talked earlier about something that's helpful for the mitochondria. Here's another, and I like to team it with urolithin A. It's NT-factor lipids. It's the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. It's been around for a while. I've been taking it for decades. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-factor therapy resulted in a 26.8 increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43% in studies, and it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-factor for years and prescribed for my patients. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And we have time for a final call. 877-726-8255 gets you through, and you can record a question like this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi. My question is, I have a lot of arthritic spurring in my spine, in my cervical spine, thoracic and lumbars, and I'm wondering if there's any recommendations you have to find a way for the body to eliminate the architectural changes that are occurring in my spine.
Okay, so let's consider that. If you look at the typical spine of someone who's 50 or 60 or 70, you will see spurring. You will see changes. You can almost predict the age of a person by looking at a spinal x-ray the way that you can predict the age of a tree by counting the rings. And there is a disconnect between the appearance of the spine and the amount of pain and discomfort that people experience. So I think one of the problems with imaging is to convince people that they're up the river without a paddle, that they have a lot of spurring, that they have, you know, disc compression, that they have all kinds of anomalies that convince them that the pain they experience is structural, and the only way to fix it is with some radical back surgery. And in some cases, that is true, is if you have really bad arthritis of the spine, you know, you're going to be in pain, and you're going to have restricted mobility. But it's also about the supporting structures, the core, and your, you know, flexibility. And so practices like yoga and core training, strengthening your abdominal and back muscles can help to alleviate pain ultimately. And so physical therapy can be an answer. When it comes to supplements that melt away the spurs, that's a tall order. I'm not sure that that is something that is in the realm of possibility for nutritional supplements, but there are anti-inflammatory things. You can take curcumin, boswellin, the variety of things that can be taken that can help this to alleviate the inflammation. Fish oil, too, has been shown to be helpful for back pain. And for the spasm associated with it, magnesium can be helpful. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. I just want to mention some things. If you go to drhoffman.com, that is the hub for all things Intelligent Medicine. You can also shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on X. We have podcasts. You can subscribe to our newsletter. All these resources are free to you as listeners to Intelligent Medicine. So take advantage of them. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Have yourselves a great weekend. Be safe and healthy.